So these are the Ranterludes, and these are me at my absolute most raw and open and vulnerable. These happened very early in the life of the podcast when I was not in a very good headspace. I didn't know what I was doing with the company. I didn't know how we were going to last even another day, let alone another week. And I really didn't know what I was trying to say with this podcast. I knew I was trying to help people, but I didn't quite know in what manner I was trying to help. So there's only four of these, and I don't really do them anymore because, frankly, I'm in a better headspace. I know what I'm trying to say in the podcast. I have a better long-term strategic vision, so I don't feel the need to vent in these Ranterludes. Now, these Ranterludes would happen on top of our regularly scheduled programming. So we have the interviews on Wednesday and then the lessons on Friday. And these would be interstitials between them, Mondays or Tuesdays, whenever I felt I needed to say something. But they're just kind of rants. They don't really have a point or a purpose. They're just me in front of a mic venting. So these are maybe the ones that have the least focus and purpose. I think that they're still important, and which is why I included them, because you see sort of a business owner at his most raw, at his most vulnerable, trying to make sense of him, his place in the world. So I hope you get something out of it. When you have 8.5 hours of content, I know that it's not going to be for everybody. Everything's not going to be for everyone. But I know there are probably some people who love these Ranterludes, who these are their favorite episodes, because it shows a very vulnerable side of me. There are other people that are going to like the hard lessons or the mini seasons or the more focused work that I do. But I'm sure there's one or two people who do like these Ranterludes the most because it gives you a very visceral connection to me. So I hope you enjoy them. Let me know what you think.